Now we come to chapter 2, and chapter 2, geographically in our division, is in the fields of Boaz. In the fields of Boaz. Now we are going to get an insight, actually, into the poverty of these women, and it, I think, will be quite evident. And we're going to see in this little book four strange laws. We've been over them, but you have to see these things in operation before they impress themselves upon us. And so we find here now that when they return, I'm reading now in chapter 2, verse 1, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." Now he's a kinsman, and that word is Goel. And we're going to see that later on. But the important thing to note now is that Boaz here is a kinsman. In the Hebrew law, a kinsman redeemer. Now, he's called here a mighty man of wealth. You can translate that mighty man of the law. We'll find out he knew the Mosaic law. And you can translate it a mighty man of war. I think he was away when Ruth and Naomi returned. He was away on one of those numerous wars they were having during the time of the judges. Now will you notice, "And Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter." Now friends, that means they were pretty poor for her to go glean. And she's appealing to the Mosaic law, because over in the 19th chapter of Leviticus, the 9th verse, listen to this, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I'm the Lord your God." Ruth is a stranger and poor, and Naomi is poor. And now she's going out to glean on the basis of the Mosaic law. That law, again, is repeated over in the 23rd chapter, verse 22. "When ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." Now, God required this of his people. They were to be generous to the poor and to the stranger. Now, this was God's method of taking care of the poor. He didn't put them on relief. This is God's poverty program. And he didn't have them line up and take charity. They were taken care of, but they had to go out into the field and work. They had to go out and glean. And it's estimated that in that day, anywhere from 20 to 40% of the grain was left in the field. They had a crude method. It is cut by hand and reaped by hand. And it's not like they do today. A man told me that up in Kansas that McCormick has a new reaper, and that it not only cuts the grain, it thrashes the grain, it puts it in a sack, and it's got a big arm on the end of that big combine, and it'll reach down if a grain falls off, picks it up and put it in the sack. You get it all today, but you didn't get it all back there, you see. So that the poor could come in and follow the reapers, and they could do pretty well. Now, this is what's going to happen. And Ruth the Moabitess, she said, "Let me go glean."